Hi, it's Diane, and I'm very excited for my new book, Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders. Check it out on my website, visionsapplied.com/meditation. Now, on with the show.
If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hey, everybody, it's Diane at Someone Gets Me. And today, I would like to speak with you about your mindset. Yes, your mindset. We hear that phrase a lot and those words a lot. And a lot of times people think, well, you have to have a winning mindset or you have to have this mindset. Well, no matter what your mindset is, you got one, right? We all have a mindset. Sometimes we have more than one mindset based on different things in our world. And so today, I would like you to take a minute with me to really look at how you are creating your life, where your mind is focused, and how this is all going to work. So one of the questions that's important to ask is, where am I? Like, where is my life right now? Am I where I want to be? And how did I even get here? Those kinds of things. Because those are pointers. Those show you where your mindset is. If you spend part of your time saying great, wonderful things and being happy and optimistic, and part of your time fearful and doubtful and worrying, you're going to get what seems like a mixed message. Now, it's not really a mixed message because it's directly related to the way you've been thinking. See, our mind, our mental activity is what creates our world. The metaphysicians across time have known this forever, and people are just waking up to it now a lot in the West, but your mind is in charge. Your body is neutral. So I kind of think of it this way. If every time I think an uplifting, positive, genius thought, throw the ball against the wall, 10 white balls come back. If I think a thought that's negative or heavy or fearful or doubtful or then I throw that black ball against the wall and 10 black balls come back. So over time, it's like a numbers game. So if we had a big ball pit here and you spend most of your day secretly thinking things that are hurtful or painful or doubtful or worry, then you're throwing a lot of black balls on that wall and we get 10 of them back for every one. And if you spend, 5 minutes saying, oh, I'm beautiful, lovable, and capable, and I feel optimistic, and then you get some white balls back. So you might have some white and a lot of black, or it might be 50-50. It's all based on your mindset and the discipline you have with your thinking. Because it's one thing to say things out loud that align and work and are happy and healthy and uplifting, like compassion and generosity and love. And if at the same time, when no one's looking, you're thinking negativity or low self-esteem or you're not worthy enough, then you're going to see both of those results show up in your life. So for me, my genius mindset is all about every day working toward getting better and better at keeping my mind focused on where I'm really headed with this higher vibration. Now, I have an emotional overexcitability and I am very, very sensitive. I'm an empath, right? So sometimes if you think too much or you're an empath, you're going to notice that it's going to be a lot harder to discipline your thinking sometimes. Or if your emotions get triggered, it will take a lot for you to keep your brain going in the right direction. So this discussion is not for you to feel bad about yourself or to think, oh no, I'm not doing it right. It's the law of natural consequences. If you realize you're throwing more black balls, just start throwing more white balls. That's all it takes. Then you start changing the tide by changing your mindset. That's why I call it being a genius. It's not about IQ. It's about being able to be like in a moving chess match and see the solution before you get there and start to create the solution before there's even a problem. That's what geniuses do. And that's what this type of mindset does, by paying attention on a deeper level. You know you're in the right place. You know your mindset is serving you when everything seems to flow very easily and very well, or you come out of a situation and you're almost got your mood altered because of how good you feel. I had this happen recently in California, where I was speaking at a conference and it was standing room only and it was amazing. And at the end, my co-presenter was like, "Wow, that was great." I knew that all of my genius had shown up, that my mindset about who I am and what I'm offering the crowd and my purpose and my mission and my delivery all lined up. Everything was so laser-like focused and so natural and so connected spiritually that all parts of me at the end could feel how connected I was to that piece of my genius. So our genius shows up in lots of different ways, and our mindset is where it starts. So think about it this way. Whatever you're thinking about is important for you to realize you're creating it. You're creating the very thing you're thinking about. And I've said it both ways so you can get it, right? Your mind is creating your reality, and what you think about is what you get more of. Where your energy goes, your attention flows with it. So pay attention. If you're thinking of something, that attention will bring the energy with it. And wherever the energy goes will try to seduce the attention. So it's a little dance they do. And it's important for us as geniuses, as talented people, to get some discipline here and to operate from a higher frequency. That's how we're going to be successful. And that's how we're going to be awesome at what we do. Now, I have some ways, I guess you could call it, some standards, some pieces of the mindset that I think would be very helpful for you to examine and look at and develop even further in your own world, as I do mine, so that our genius, our amazing, profound, great genius can show up. And one of the things is to be very dependable. When you are dependable and you do what you say you're going to do, and you do not do what you say you're not going to do, and people know that they can depend on you for the higher, better things in life, the excitement, the support, then that's how your genius shows up, right? Are you dependable? Are you dedicated? Being dedicated to your mission, your heart's desire, your vision, takes a lot of energy. It's not always easy. You can be dedicated toward inspiring and educating people, yet there are still challenges in the way. Just because you're dedicated doesn't mean the road is smooth. In fact, it's quite the opposite sometimes. So you have to employ your genius, your creative problem solving, your ability to see things before they get to you in order to have a better, more advanced way of living, right? So like, I'm dedicated to inspiring and educating people in all different ways. This podcast is one of them. It also comes in my books and my speaking engagements and working with people individually, all of those things. I'm dedicated to it. I'm dedicated to it, whether anyone else likes it or not, whether anybody else understands it or not. It doesn't matter what anyone outside of me thinks. I know in my heart that this is meant for me to do, serving people in this way, because that's where my genius lies. That's where the mindset comes that helps me see what I'm doing. It's amazing when I stay focused and dedicated. Then, of course, you have to be determined. So being determined is a really great one for me, because I work with a lot of clients who say, "Well, I have ADD, I have ADHD. I said, "Well, tell me what the favorite thing is you like to focus on and do." And they'll usually tell me about the project they're working on or something they love, like music or a sport, and they could focus on it for hours. They're determined, right? But if they can focus on it for hours, what they like, but they can't focus on what they don't like, that's not ADD. That's called boredom. Maybe when you look at how you're determined, what your focus is, are you focusing on the things that really bring you joy, the things that your genius is meant to bring into the world? Are you focusing on a higher vibration? Those things matter. If you're trying to play small, or you're beating yourself up because you're not focused perfectly on something that is inconsequential to you, then you might want to look at how come you're even engaged in something inconsequential. Like I said in the beginning, the question about my genius mindset is, where am I and why did I get here? What's up? How did I end up in a place where I'm not motivated to be? That would be a good question to ask yourself if you're in that spot, right? You got to have some understanding. Then you want to be driven. And driven doesn't mean machine-like. It doesn't mean being a machine or working 100,000 hours all the time, work, 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 until you drop over and then rest and get up and do it again. Driven means you have a laser-like focus. So it's the difference between driving a really fast, high-end car or a motorized bicycle to get to where you're going. How are you getting there? What is the focus? What is the destination? Do you have a map? What's the terrain? Are you driven, you know, to go up a hill as well as go down a hill? You know, how are you going to handle challenges? That's what driven means. You can always tell when somebody's not real driven toward their goal because the first obstacle or the first disappointment and they give up or they throw in the towel or they get all dejected. And all great vision, all amazing genius that you've got inside of you that's unlocking every day is going to have challenges come up, but it's meant to come forward. So are you able to be driven to the other side, to get through it without turning yourself into a machine? That's where having a really strong meditation and quiet life process really works. Then you also want to be devoted. And that means just what it means, being devoted to the mission. So my mission is to educate and inspire people. And I'm the happiest in the world when that genius in me gets to flow through, whether it's individually or in a big setting or just maybe online, typing something on Facebook. I don't know. All different kinds of things. The genius that I have that is devoted to the development and service of other human beings on this planet is so strong in me that it happens at every opportunity I can. I've had to even learn boundaries over the years of take care of me in order to take care of everyone else, which I'm much better at now and used to not be. That's why I can tell people about it, because it's very easy to get all caught up in being devoted to something and losing yourself. So devoted does not mean losing yourself or turning into some kind of machine. It means being really committed, and it means being devoted to the thing you're offering, your vision, your mission, no matter what anyone else says or does. And then, of course, the last thing is to be disciplined. For me, discipline is about being disciplined and having discipline. So I have discipline when I do what I say I'm going to do, and I know what the rules are. And if I say I'm going to record this podcast at a certain time, I'm doing it. Or if I say I'm going to go to the gym, I do it. And I have discipline toward the goal. I know it, what I'm offering the world. My mindset is clear. My focus is right. And I'm disciplined about getting it done. That I'm lazy, or I'm going to do it tomorrow, or I'll get someone else to do it, or maybe it's not important. Those kinds of lazy excuses never work in a disciplined mind. The disciplined mind might say it and then turn right around and still do the action anyway. That's what matters, is to be very disciplined. That means to have discipline, right? Now, to be disciplined is another piece of it. That means if you're getting off track, like you're being a little bit slower or maybe even lazy, or maybe you're trying to go too far too fast, or maybe you find yourself off course a little from the actual mission, then your genius and the genius of the world, whether it comes through other people or situations, ends up disciplining you. That's a, you know, on the Gong Show, it was pulling the person off the stage, or sometimes it's one of those friends that comes and gets in your face and says, you know, what are you doing? You don't have to live like this. What are you doing? And helping you see that you're off track. So to be disciplined doesn't always feel very good. And it certainly isn't the thing we always are going after. But if we don't have discipline and we're not really focused and we don't let our genius kind of run the mindset all the time, then without being disciplined and receiving feedback from others and from situations and ideas, we can be off course for a long time and we will regret it much later. So to be disciplined sometimes may not feel great, but if you have somebody in your life who really helps you stay on point, they are a good friend. They are a good mentor. They are someone who cares about your outcome. Like as a mentor, I discipline in that way a lot of the people I work with because they tell me one set of goals that they have that they want, and then we're working toward it, and then they get distracted in this chaotic world. That's easy. And then when I say, well, what about what we were working on? What about that? Oh, well, it doesn't really matter. Well, no, it does matter. It does matter. So where is it really? Have you been seduced away and you're going to regret it? Or did you really change your mind? Or how does that work? And that's a form of me being a mentor who is willing to be the person who's helping bring some discipline to help my visionary, bright client stay focused so they don't look back with regret. So a person who's willing to be in that role for you is a great asset. I have people in my life who say those kinds of things to me, like, oh, you're going to do this? What? What are you doing? How? What about this other thing over here? And they help me stay focused, and they help me stay where my mindset is letting all the parts come together so my greatest genius can come out, just like you. Your mindset allows your greatest genius to come out when you give it enough space. If you cover it up with toxic music, go, 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 busyness, all of these things that can distract or cause chaos, then your own personal genius has a hard time showing up really in its full beauty. And then your highest vibration, your highest frequency starts to drop. And that's not the goal. So your genius mindset is your own personal way, your own personal mindset that brings forth your energy, your happiness, your joy. It's the part of you that allows you to live your heart's desire and your life's mission, no matter what the obstacles. And so when you're dependable and determined and dedicated and driven and disciplined and devoted, right, you then allow your genius to show up. And then you can step into more happiness, more peace, and more joy. So now how do we do this? It's a lot of things, and sometimes it sounds like it's arduous work, but it's not really. Because when you let your inner greatness show up, then all things work really well for you. It's letting the inner greatness show up. And one of the things I'd like to invite you to do is to every morning when you're getting ready for work or you're up out of bed, you're moving around, say, you know, today I'm going to make my chief aim, my number one aim today, is to let my personal, unique, cool, genius mindset show up. However it's going to show up, whether it shows up in a visioning thing or writing something or talking to somebody, how am I going to let my genius mindset show up and make that your number one priority for the day, no matter what it is, and no matter where you are or who you're around? Bring all of you to the table in a genius way, and then allow yourself to take responsibility for how the day unfolds, taking responsibility for what happens, what you say, who you talk to, how you think about things. Again, asking yourself the questions of how did I get here and what's happening and what can I do about it? And then the next thing you do is, as you're making it your chief aim for the day to live in that genius mindset, is you then ask yourself, what do I need to do? What do I need to prepare? What do I need to plan maybe? Or maybe there's a certain focus, or maybe you need to review something you've already been working on to see what the next best right action is. All of these things are part of it. It's being proactive and awake and alert and paying attention to how the outcome of your day unfolds. You're the one in charge. You are in charge of your day. I know that some people don't believe that all the time, but it's the truth. Whatever you say is going to happen is going to happen. So if you say you're going to be joyful and happy no matter what the circumstances are around you, you will. Now, that doesn't mean the circumstances change. It means you don't let outside circumstances change you. So maybe you might want to say, if things are a little tenuous or maybe you're realizing your genius hasn't been showing up, you might want to ask yourself, what new kinds of energy do I want to bring into my life? Do I want to surround myself with people who are forward-thinking and upbeat and positive and supportive? Or am I going to surround myself with people who maybe are a little bit more depressed or heavy or not as motivated or not as dedicated to their life mission like you are? Because when you're dedicated to your life mission and you're disciplined and you're going after it, the new energy you want to bring into your life are other people doing similar things with their genius. They're disciplined in their genius. They're dependable using their genius. They're devoted to their genius, like you are, when you have other like-minded, aligned people with you. All kinds of great things happen. And so it makes life way more fun. And then lastly, the thing I want to talk about a little bit here is what Yoda said, you know, do or do not do, there is no try, or something like that. And that's one of the things that I really believe. One of the things I say to my clients is trying is a noisy way of doing nothing. It's really about stepping up and doing it or not doing it, whatever the it is, because there's really no other option. Inaction is an action. So your genius mindset, when you live in that place that you're supposed to be in the world, and you're living in your real calling and your real truth, what you'll notice is that it's natural. It's natural for you to do the right actions and do the right things, even when maybe there's a part of you that doesn't want to. That's why using your genius is the number one coolest thing you can do for yourself, is allow that part of you to show up and be fully present. Allow it to be the chief aim of your day, to let all of you show up in all of your greatness in a humble, respectful, compassionate manner. That's how you have a genius mindset. That's how you raise your vibration. And that's also how you bring goodness to you and everybody else in the world. So I hope this episode was helpful and inspired you. I'd love to hear your feedback. Email me or contact me so that I can hear what great things you're thinking about. And until the next episode, remember to keep your face toward the sun, because the shadows fall behind you and you see the beauty. Peace.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.